Hello and welcome to the Green Business Podcast, a show about climate entrepreneurs and their exciting businesses. I am your host Bharti for these weekly conversations about scaling up a climate-driven business. My guest, Dr. Vanita Prasad, is an unconventional scientist. Vanita has a PhD in biotechnology. But unlike most biotechnology professionals who pursue science, Vanita chose waste management. She is founder of Revi Environmental Solutions, which provides biocultures to catalyze the waste treatment and water treatment process. Revi, which started in 2015 from Vanita's house, has come a long way. It has set up a manufacturing facility, revived a number of non-operational waste treatment plants, and has also backed customers like Pepsi. Hi, Vanita, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bharti.
Vanita, biotechnologists typically work in research labs where they develop vaccines, medicines, etc. Why did you choose waste management?
Bharti, you said it very right. So, as a biotechnologist, young biotechnologist back in 93, I also started working with developing an allergens kit for diagnosis. So when I was just going to collect the blood samples of various patients from Patel Chest Institute and National Institute of Communicable Diseases, and to test their blood samples against my allergens, so when I actually met these patients and went to their houses to track back their food habits and all that, I found that all of them live in conditions which are very unhygienic. Or I can say I actually visited the slum area, because born and brought up I was like a Punjabi family going from college to home and school to college. I was not knowing these kinds of conditions that people are living in. So I, as a biotechnologist, found that the core of having these patients having diseases is this waste, the unhygienic condition in which they are staying. So rather than just focusing on the part of diagnosis, I should try to eliminate the cause of unhealthy conditions for them.
Right.
So when I started reading on to waste disposal and scientific waste disposal at that point of time, back in 93, and I spoke to my guide, and then I shifted my PhD topic to waste management. Luckily, in my research institute itself, Dr. Joshi and Dr. Kalia was working on this. So they are working on to the biogas enhancement. So I joined their lab. And then I tried to produce hydrogen, which is the future fuel. So that was my research topic at that point of time. I wanted to convert the waste to future fuel, that is hydrogen, using microbes. So that is how I chose this particular line and chose biotechnologist as environmental biotechnologist. I wanted to solve this issue, and since then I am doing this only.
That's excellent, Vanita, and I like the name Revi. It has so much energy to it, you know. It makes me feel like I'm sitting in a car and car is revving up. So what is the story behind this name?
So basically, full form of Revi is renewable energy variable heat. So what happens, as I mentioned, in 91-93, when I was searching about the biogas, I was really fascinated by Pathak ji and what the work he was doing at that point of time. From the human excreta, he is trying to put up a biogas plant at that point of time. So from there till now, when I have visited any anaerobic plant, I saw this issue that plant is designed taking some parameters in mind, but they are not getting that kind of yield. It comes for sometimes few days, and then always they are getting a gas which is below the yield they are expecting. Or every day it is fluctuating. One day it is coming 2 meter cube, one day it is coming 8 meter cube, something like that. So there was always a variation. So to impact this particular thing, and as we know, these biogas plants, whenever we are setting it up, there is an end use. Either it can be a bio-CNG plant, or it has to be used as a fuel, or it has to be converted into electricity. So if the biogas yield will be fluctuating, the usage cannot be constant.
Right.
And hence, these projects are not becoming economically viable, or there are a lot of issues coming on this plant. So that's my main thing. And when I studied internationally, the various plants which are based internationally, then I found that most of the international plants are working, and why there are plants in India which are not working. So I could able to find 3-4 major problem statements, that these are the issues which are faced by plants in India. Then I tried focusing on those concepts, those issues, and try to solve it.
Correct. What I understood is that you are trying to make the energy yield stable, right?
There
is, so in any waste to energy plant, the energy yield varies a lot, and you are trying to make this yield stable. Now can you explain the technology behind it in very simple terms?
Basically, what happens is any anaerobic reactor or a biogas plant basically have a chamber where there is no oxygen. So these are the microbes which flourish in oxygen deficient environment.
Right.
So specifically methanogens, which we in easy words we can say methane producing bacteria. So these bacteria are very sensitive, and they are very it's slow growing bacteria. Generally we see that कोई भी ऐसा bacterial growth होता है ना, बहुत fast होता है. Their doubling time is fast. But methanogens के साथ ऐसा नहीं है. Their doubling time is very slow. But जो anaerobic reactor है, उसके अंदर सिर्फ methanogens नहीं चाहिए, क्योंकि एक complex waste होती है, जो कि solidify होकर last जो group है, वो methanogens का है. Means एक ये synergic reaction है. एक ग्रुप ऑफ बैक्टीरिया पहले काम करता है, पहले वो कॉम्प्लेक्स वेस्ट को सॉल्युबल करता है. जैसे हमारे पेट में डाइजेशन शुरू होता है, अगर हम अपने माउथ से ही शुरू से देखें, या काउ के पेट के तक की बात करें तो भी, तो एग्जैक्टली काउ के स्टमक में पहले वो खा लेती है, फिर वापस निकाल के जुगाली करती है, और सिंप्लीफाई करने के लिए. तो सेम वे एनारोबिक रिएक्टर में भी इसी तरह से बैक्टीरिया काम कर रहे हैं. तो जो बैक्टीरिया, जो सॉल्युबलाइजेशन वाले बैक्टीरिया और एसिड प्रोड्यूस करने वाले बैक्टीरिया, उनका डबलिंग टाइम बहुत फास्ट है, तो उसको बहुत ग्रो कर सकते हैं किसी भी कंडीशन में, जबकि मिथेनोजन ऐसे नहीं है. तो इन राइट बैलेंस होता है ना, वो चाहिए होता है. मैंने एक स्पेशल टाइप का कंसोर्शिया बनाया, जिसमें ये सारे बैक्टीरिया तो है, एसिडोजेनिक बैक्टीरिया और हाइड्रोलाइजिंग बैक्टीरिया, ये सब है. जो मिथेनोजन की क्वांटिटी है वो मैंने बहुत ज्यादा एनरिच कर दी, क्योंकि ये सिंथेटिक है ना, मैंने कंसोर्शिया खुद से बनाया. तो मैंने इस एनोजेंस का कंटेंट हाई कर दिया, जो कि गोबर में एक्चुअली होता है, और गोबर से हमें ही मिलता है, मेन सोर्स है गोबर, और भी जगह से मिलता है. मैंने और भी डिफरेंट जगहों से इसको आइसोलेट किया है, जिसको हम मिथेनोजेंस बोलते हैं, और मैंने इसमें डाला है. तो दैट इज व्हाट वी हैव ट्राइड इट डिफरेंटली, कि ये जब इसमें डाल देते हैं, तो ये जब कंटिन्यूस प्रोसेस चलता है, मिथेनोजेंस होते हैं, तो जो पहले वाले बैक्टीरिया काम करते हैं, वो पूरी वेस्ट को डीकम्पोज करके सिंगल कार्बन कंपाउंड, दैट इज मीथेन, तक वो ले आते. मीथेन आप यूज कर सकते हो एज बायोगैस, जहां पे भी आपको यूज करनी है, जो कि मिक्सचर होता है कार्बन डाइऑक्साइड और मीथेन गैस.
अच्छा, गुड. सो व्हाट आई अंडरस्टूड इज दैट आप ये बैक्टीरिया कंसोर्शिया प्रोवाइड करते हैं, एंड दैट कंसोर्शिया बेसिकली स्टेबलाइजेस द यील्ड and ensures that all kinds of consortia are in the desired proportion, right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now selling this consortia to waste and water treatment industry, it's something unusual, right? It must be very difficult to sell something like this. How did you get your first few clients?
So you have exactly rightly mentioned. As I told you that I started this journey using government ecosystem which has been created in India. तो मुझे एक्सेलरेटर प्रोग्राम था, एक पावर्ड एक्सेलरेटर प्रोग्राम जिसमें जो रिन्यूएबल सेक्टर में जो वुमेन काम कर रही है उन लोगों को मेंटर किया जा रहा था. सो आई दैट प्रोग्राम बिकॉज एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई रियली डोंट अंडरस्टैंड बिजनेस टर्म्स. आई वॉज अ साइंटिस्ट एंड रनिंग एन एंटरप्राइज इज टोटली डिफरेंट बॉल. So there I was being mentored on the business part and I met a mentor there and he told me that there is a plant in Chandigarh, Patiala PepsiCo plant, which is we are trying to run that plant from last 4 to 5 months, and that plant is acidic and no gas production is happening at that plant. So can you revive that plant using your whatever products you have? So that was the first breakthrough, and it was a bigger plant. It was a PepsiCo plant. Within weeks time, they could able to commission their genset. That means gas production has started because there was no gas production happening. So their genset was lying idly. They could not able to commission it. कभी उसकी टेस्ट ही नहीं हो पा रही थी कि वो चलता है कि नहीं. So they could able to commission it as soon as they have added our products, our cultures into the reactor. After 1 week's time, they could able to commission, and believe at that point the gas yield was much more than their design value.
Right.
And then after that they run it, and still it is running, and they have given us some feedback that they have a plant in Pune also, and they have compared, then they gave us this feedback that even the percentage methane which is coming in this plant is much more as compared to the Pune plant, because the meter cube of biogas giving electricity is much much acha gas matlab unko mil raha tha. Quality of gas was also good. That was my first big breakthrough and that given me the confidence कि भाई ये कर सकते हैं,
चल रहा है. हाँ
हाँ, ये चलता है, ये सिर्फ लैब में.
Excellent, Vanita. Congratulations on that. Now, give us some sense of your current scale of operations. How much of bioculture do you manufacture today in your plant, and where? What is the commercial scale? Are you there yet?
Commercial scale, if we will talk, our solution can be applied to from individual household biogas plant to a mega STP or mega city waste solid waste treatment plant. But as you mentioned, our production facility right now is around 60 to 80 meter cube per year.
Right.
But with these clients, when we have done trials with various clients, we have letter of intent to buy around 200 meter cube of these cultures every month. So for the scale of culture required in India, because there are so many plants coming up, even for, if I consider the Satat plant which will be coming very in a near future, so these are the plants which are which needs these cultures. So we need to increase our production facilities from 60 to 80 meter cube to around 200 to 500, and then replicate it in other cities so that the transportation can become easy.
Okay, so good. So you are already at 100 meter cube now, and you are planning to expand 10 times to 1000 meter cube in a year and a half or so. That's right. Now, Vanita, you are selling biocultures, right? Now, biocultures will be sold only when there is infrastructure around it, when there are enough waste processing plants, or there is enough awareness about waste management, etc. So your product is, sale of your product is dependent on sale of other infrastructure that must be sold in order to make all this happen. So what is your go-to-market strategy?
So what we are trying to do is, we are trying to do a B2B partnership with these kinds of biogas plant manufacturer itself, And similarly with the ETP person. The persons who are doing the ETP operation maintenance, there are a lot of people, a lot of companies who are maintaining these plants. So maintenance of these plants is challenge, not only mechanical, but the biological process. So we are trying to get a partnership or a B2B partnership with them and then make a bundle kind of product. For biogas plant manufacturers, we can make a bundle product that wherever they are installing, we are commissioning and then maintaining those plants. They can go and put a next plant. So they can focus on to the putting up and setting up the plants, and we can run those plants. That kind of partnership can be done.
Right. So good. And lastly, you know, what you are trying to do, Vanita, is you are trying to professionalize waste management. You know, you are talking about improving yield, improving profitability, etc. So what is the hardest part of doing this, and what is the easiest part of doing this?
Again, the hardest part ki in the when we say that globally, there are very few companies who have this skill set and resource and means to do entire waste management project. So an entire waste management project starts from collection to final product. So there's a lot of things involved. So it's a tough challenge, because in India we are faced, you know, collaborations are very difficult in India. So that is the hardest part. And the other thing is, again, you said that mindset, that people don't believe in these kinds of product yet. So mindset is very difficult, that such projects are not required. Ye to nature mein available hai, cow dung mein available hai, we will manage it. But that is the main challenge which we are facing, that these products can improve, can save a lot of time of your breakdown time of your plant. That is what we are trying. And the easiest part is that now most of the government subsidies are being met, like when they are producing gas, then only they will get that subsidy. So agar unka plant band ho jata hai, to unhe difficulty hoti hai, unka capital cost bhi atak jata hai. I think it is an easy part, because a lot of government policies have been changing. Even for wastewater treatment, now municipalities are giving ki whatever ETP or STP you are setting up, you have to run it for next 10 years and with this quality. So quality bhi laake dena hai. Iske liye wo process ki jo fine tuning hai, wo bahut zaruri ho gayi hai. That's how I can say that it has become easy for us to really pitch in with the technical expertise we have.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you're saying is that the incentive structure of government policies is slowly changing. It is rewarding the performance. So all these waste management people, they need to run their plant as against just constructing them and, you know, letting them be idle. So when they have to run the plant, they have to have biocultures and other related services to get a good yield. Is that right?
Yes. We are not only providing them the cultures, but we are trying to get an operation maintenance as we do for any like hum apna pani ka jo ya fridge ka ya pani ka jo machine hai hamare RO ka uska bhi annual maintenance le lete hai na, wo aata hai, cartridge badalta hai, aata hai. So same way, what we are trying to do is we will be maintaining the plant. Once we are contracted with you, we will be maintaining the plant. The contract can be for a year or 3 years or whatever that skill set agreement is. On the basis of that, we will be maintaining these plants with these nutrients which will be used there. There might be any fluctuation because of any n number of reasons. But उसमें जो भी आएगा हम वो यूज करेंगे, पर हम आपको मेंटेनेंस देंगे पूरा. दैट इज व्हाट वी कमिटेड.
करेक्ट. एंड दैट, या, एंड दैट वुड बी अ गुड रेवेन्यू मॉडल फॉर यू गोइंग फॉरवर्ड.
या, सो नॉट ओनली द रेवेन्यू मॉडल, बट दैट इज द माय मेन एम, बिकॉज़ एवरी इन इंडिया मोस्टली व्हेन यू सी द एज यू मेंशन वेरी राइटली कि बायोटेक्नोलॉजिस्ट तो ये काम नहीं करते, तो जो इंडिया में बेसिकली वेस्ट या वेस्ट मैनेजमेंट वाले लोग हैं वो बेसिकली इंजीनियर्स हैं। माइक्रोबायोलॉजी की हेल्थ को समझना उतना इजी नहीं है, बट जो जैसे कि इसमें अगर पीएच नीचे होती है तो इट इज सम टोटल ऑफ द मेटाबॉलिक एक्टिविटी, इट इज नॉट अ सम टोटल ऑफ केमिकल रिएक्शन हैपनिंग, इट्स सम टोटल ऑफ द मेटाबॉलिक एक्टिविटी हैपनिंग इन द रिएक्टर बिकॉज ऑफ वेरियस एक्टिविटी ऑफ द माइक्रो ऑर्गेनिजम्स, तो उसका सम टोटल थोड़ा कॉम्प्लिकेटेड है, इट इज नॉट दैट सिंपल एज केमिस्ट्री। जैसे हम भी अपना ह्यूमन को भी देखें, हमारा ब्लड का जो पीएच होता है वो 7.2-7.4 ही मेंटेन हो सकता है, उसके आगे पीछे नहीं जा सकता। सिमिलर ऐसे ही एनारोबिक डाइजेस्टर का भी है, वो सम टोटल को समझना उन लोगों के लिए थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट हो जाता है, और इस फील्ड में ज्यादा माइक्रोबायोलॉजिस्ट और बायोटेक्नोलॉजिस्ट नहीं है। इंटरनेशनली बहुत लोग ग्रुप में काम करते हैं ऐसा, इसलिए मुझे लगता है कि वी विल बी प्रोवाइडिंग एंड और ब्रिजिंग द गैप विच इज देयर, बिकॉज देयर आर वेरी गुड इंजीनियर्स हु आर डिजाइनिंग वेरी गुड काइंड ऑफ हाई टेक रिएक्टर्स, बट रनिंग दैट रिएक्टर्स इज अ डिफिकल्ट टास्क फॉर देम विच वी विल ट्राइंग टू ब्रिजिंग।
ओके, आई थिंक दैट्स एक्सेलेंट, और मुझे लग रहा है मुझे भी थोड़ी थोड़ी माइक्रोबायोलॉजी पढ़नी चाहिए। आई थिंक थैंक यू सो मच फॉर योर टाइम एंड इनसाइट्स वनीता, इट वॉज ग्रेट टॉकिंग टू यू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट टू यू एंड योर टीम।
थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू फॉर लिसनिंग टू द ग्रीन बिजनेस पॉडकास्ट। फॉर फ्री रिसोर्सेज एंड मटीरियल्स हेड ओवर टू findtrain.com। थैंक यू सो मच।